Hello, I'm Avery.
And I'm Asante.
And this is Zillennial Moms. So today's episode is going to be about being a young mom in your 20s. Initially, when we came up with the idea of this episode, we were going to leave it at just being a young mom, but we realized that could encompass so many different experiences, such as a teen mom. So we specified it towards being in your 20s. We also want to make a quick disclaimer and just say that in no way, shape, or form are we promoting becoming a younger mom. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Asante. What do you got for us?
We're going to dive right in and we're going to talk about society's views. I feel like society look at young motherhood as you don't even know what you're getting yourself into. What do you think about society's views?
I completely agree. Even in your 20s, you know, you're not too young, but people definitely still be like, you're not ready. Because the average 20-something-year-old, let's just be honest, really doesn't have it together. Like, most people I know in their 20s are either still at home, they're still in college, they don't really work a real job, you know? So I feel like that's why society is kind of, you know, given a negative outlook on women who do become pregnant in their 20s. What do you think?
I agree 100%. It's like you said, you're not really ready yet in society's eyes, you know? You're either just getting started with life or just learning, you know? Right. So I agree 100%.
Yes, ma'am. So this leads me to my question I'm about to ask you. Are you ever truly ready to have a baby?
That's a great question. And honestly, I feel like no, because regardless of what age you are, raising a child is always challenging, especially if it's your first child.
Yeah. Yes, I completely agree. I feel like people will be like, oh, I read books and I watched this and I went to classes, or maybe they babysat before.
Right.
Worked in a daycare, but nothing's like taking care of your own kid 24/7.
Honestly, not even babysitting, honestly, because I felt like I babysat, so I had this thing in the bag. Girl, no. You could babysit 100 kids at a time. All the kids in the world you can babysit, and it'll still be a completely different experience than having your own child.
Yes, because my mom always says it. She's like, you know, you get flustered more with your kid than I do because I get to give her back.
Exactly.
She's like, she's being a brat. She's going home tomorrow.
Exactly.
But she's like, she's being a brat at your house. You got to deal with it.
Yep.
You know, you're throwing a tantrum. You got to deal with it. There's no break. There's no nothing. I like to equate it to like a math problem. Like you, for example, algebra, you're learning it for the first time. The teacher gives you the formulas, the rules, the terminology. She'll do a few problems on the board maybe, but you won't know how to do math until you actually do a problem. You could learn about it all you want, but you got to do a problem. Or
exactly.
Two.
You got to make sure the X and Y is in the right place.
Yes, ma'am.
For sure. Let's get into the pros and cons.
Ooh. Okay, being a young mom, pros and cons. Okay, so pros, I definitely feel like most girls in their 20s have more energy as opposed to having a baby when you're older. I also like the fact that there's a good chance that your grandparents are still alive. So
yes.
Harlow yes. and Caden have great grandparents.
Yes.
And potentially some kids have great great grandparents.
Yes. Yes.
So I really, really think that's generation. That's history right there, you know?
That's important too. I loved having my grandparents in my life. Like that like was amazing to me. I loved my grandparents being in my life and my great grandparents.
And I feel like grandparents, like, we obviously you see them in a different light than your parents. They're awesome. So the fact that our kids get to experience that too is just even greater. It literally melts my heart every time I think about it. I'm like, oh.
Right. They just got this love that's just amazing.
Right. Unconditional. And like we said, like, they just seem to never get flustered with the kids. I'm like,
exactly.
Cons? Oh, you can't live spontaneous. You can't, spur of the moment do stuff. You can't even go to the grocery store. We were just talking about that the other day. Like, you can't even, a trip to the grocery store is not what it used to be. A trip anywhere is not what it used to be. Let's just be honest.
Man.
So with that being said, like, you can still do stuff, but it requires a lot more time management and planning.
Yes. Heavy on management and planning because, oh man, if you don't know how to manage your time, you are in for a rude one when you have a kid because that's all it is, managing
Why
time.
was that me? Why was that me?
Girl, that's all it is. I swear sometimes it takes me 2 to 4 hours to even get something that would have taken me 30 minutes to get done.
I feel that. I feel that. It's like, and like even packing their stuff, because you can't just get up and go.
Nope, not at all.
You gotta
No.
get the diaper bag, get
Go
the stuff
outside
packed,
with
right?
a diaper bag if you want to.
Yo, my grand once told me, she said, when you're pregnant, she's like, this is the easy part. She's like, well, don't want to complain now, she said, because you it's just you yourself and you. The baby's attached to you at this point. She said, once you pop that baby out, you gotta bring everything with you. The car seat, the formula, if your formula feed in, the diaper bag, make sure diapers are in there. She said, by the time it's all said and done, you go out the door and you left the baby at the house. Because you worry about bringing everything else.
Totally agree with
And no lies were told, Graham. But I did not listen. I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, whatever. You know how it is when you're a new mom. I was like,
exactly.
I know it all. Like, okay, Graham.
Right.
Like, you mad old. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, she didn't raise mad kids.
Exactly.
Another con is your peers aren't where you are mentally. And I feel like socially, this could be awkward at times. Just what people are talking about. Like, I've hung out with a few people. From high school, a few people our age, and just the stuff they're worried about or the things they talk about are, this is like no shade to anybody, but they're like superficial. Or they're like stuff at surface level with things that really don't matter. But yeah, which is understandable because they don't have someone to be responsible for. But what are some pros and cons you think are of being a young mom?
Some pros are you have more motivation, and this is like career-wise and maturity and stuff like that. When you become a parent, you gain this motivation that is like no other. Like, you have to get it done because you have someone else that you have to take care of. You know what I'm saying? So, whether it be you work harder at your job so you can get that promotion, whether it be you start your own business so you can make sure you have something that you can give to your kid, or whether it be just simply like, I gotta get my BS together.
Yes, I completely agree. I do.
Order.
'Cause that's what I feel like, well, it is obviously the driving motivating force for like single moms. Like I watch my mom and even my grandma, like I'm like, yo, like 'cause the love for your kid is like none other.
For
And
sure.
therefore the motivation that you have behind trying to support for them is going to be times a thousand. I used to
Right.
just sit and wonder, like, how did my mom do it? How did my grandma do it? But they just had a work ethic and motivation that was like none other.
Exactly. I feel like another pro is your friend group. So you mentioned that it basically changes because of the maturity level of some of the friends you had before. It can also be a pro because you can gain new friends that is on the level that you are on. You can gain mommy friends or even daddy friends that are on the level that you're on, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's another pro because we all do need friends still. It's a matter of finding the friends for us, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's a good outlook on it. I like that.
For sure.
I like that. What are some cons?
I feel like the cons are you don't have privacy anymore when you become a parent. You can't even go to the bathroom.
Oh my goodness, bro.
Honestly.
If y'all could see my face right now.
You don't.
That and it's only going to get worse. Like, she's only one. So I already know. I'm like, if you're one, imagine when she's like two and three. I can't even eat. Like, I'll feed her a whole feast. I go to eat on my own in the kitchen. Uh-huh. She has to find me. It's like she has like a dog nose. Like, she can smell when I'm eating or something. I'm like, bro. I take a shower. She's busting up in the shower, singing songs to me. I'm like, bro, I just want to do this. My shower is my downtime. Like, let mommy shower.
Peekaboo, mom.
Right. Like, let me shower. Then water be on the floor. I'm like, bro. Like, man, oh, man.
That ties into my other condo. When you become a parent, you have to sacrifice a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you break yourself down so that you can give pieces of yourself to this little human being. Like, you really have to sacrifice a lot when you become a parent. And I honestly feel like that was the hard part for me because I'm selfish. I like me.
Well, I feel like, but you know what? First of all, most people are in mm-hmm. today's world.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a whole other topic. But, and I feel like most 20-something-year-olds are too.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I was definitely selfish. The stuff, that's why I'm saying, like, just the stuff you think about is different. But yeah, you definitely do have to make a lot of sacrifices. But I feel like that's what separates a good parent from a bad parent.
You're right. You're right.
Because I'll see people out here, their kid looks a mess and they're dressed to the nines, and it's like, I don't know if that's right, you know? you can tell what parents are making sacrifices and what ones aren't.
Exactly.
You know. You're like, yeah, you still, nothing changed. You still are the same you.
For sure.
But yes, I agree. So
you can't go as you please, but nothing compares to like having that little person who's always in your presence and just adore your flaws and all, honestly.
Oh, 100%. Like I said, you don't understand the love you have. Like, you don't think that there's a love this great on this earth until you have a kid.
For sure.
It's just something you don't understand.
Yep. Because we used to tell me that too, and I used to be like, I want to understand it. But I'm glad I finally got to, honestly.
Because you know what, too? Our other peers that had kids before us, mm-hmm. you can gradually see the shift from them being just a young adult mm-hmm. to going into parenthood. Because if you go on their Instagram feed, it's yeah. all them. And then out of nowhere, it's their whole baby. You would swear it's the baby's Instagram. Like, you just absolutely adore your child. And that is the way it's supposed to be.
For sure.
All right. So I also want to ask you another question. Do you feel that life is over, or do you feel like it's just beginning?
That's a really good question, too. For me, in the beginning, I felt like life was over. Because, you know, when you... Well, you know my situation. I'm a single mom, and I'm really doing this all by myself, you know?
Right.
Not the ideal situation. It's not how you know you planned it. It's not the fairy tale ending. So for me, in the beginning, I thought my life was over. But honestly, it's just the beginning.
Yes, I do too. And I feel like the both of us accomplished so much more. And like you said in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
girl, I was crying. I'm like, this is it. I'm going to amount to nothing. Super negative.
Yeah.
And now looking back, I'm like, girl, you were so dramatic. Like, it was deep, but it wasn't that deep. Like, chill out.
Exactly. I feel like it's one of those things, like, you're scared because you don't know what's to come.
Yes.
But once it's here, you know, you're conquering each challenge as it's thrown at you, you know?
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, the both of us accomplished so much. Girl, you was out here getting that money. You was working two jobs. I'm like, she working two jobs? I'm like, dang, like, she's a go-getter.
You get this sense of urgency, like, I gotta get this done.
I'm saying, I'm like, dang. People be like, early bird catch the worm. I'm like, girl, she is pregnant, working two jobs. I'm like, dang, you go. Like, people be so helpless, they act like, when they're pregnant, and there you were.
Mm-mm.
But I feel like, but the both of us, we got closer with our relationship with Christ, which is major.
Sure.
I ended up moving out of my mom's house, which is something I never thought I was going to do. I thought me and my mom were going to be living together. She's going to be mad old or something. I even traveled. I've traveled more since I became a mom.
Heck than you.
When I wasn't, you know? And we started this podcast, which to me is one of my favorite things. I literally, every week I get butterflies. I'm like, I cannot wait to record this stinking podcast.
No, for real. I be teasing all hard. Going to put out more content this week. But for sure.
Yes.
Nutshell, being a young mom doesn't mean you can't still enjoy life. It simply means you get to spend more time with your child during your lifetime.
Yes, I love that. I really do. I never even thought about it like that until you read me that quote.
Yeah.
Like, that is so beautiful. So beautiful. I also wanted to share a little quote, or I guess you could say a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, everything I've ever lost has been replaced with something bigger and better. I never lack. I transition. I love that for me. Now, I don't think this girl was talking about motherhood, but, you know, us, we'd be relating everything to mommyhood.
Yes, for sure. You can definitely relate that to motherhood.
Yes, because she says, right. But she said, everything I ever lost, it's been replaced with something bigger and better. And I guess you could, like you were saying before with the cons, sacrifices. So, yeah. You know, we lost our 20s or we sacrificed our 20s,
mm-hmm.
but it's been replaced with something bigger and better. And that's motherhood, this journey of motherhood.
Yes.
And we really do. We never lack. We just transition. And that's life in general.
And that's facts.
You cannot, if you are not transitioning, guess what, boo? The world around you is. The world around you is forever changing and growing. So you might as well get with it or get left behind. Exactly. And that's motherhood too. So I really love
yes,
that.
Yes, for sure.
Well, guys, that was our second episode of Zillennial Moms. Our next episode is going to be Finding Sense of Self as a Mom. And we will see you guys next Monday at 5.
Bye.